It is 7:53 and Gail Conway has the business news.
Thanks, Justin. Competition has weakened in several important areas of Ireland's services sector, according to the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. The CCPC's State of Competition in Ireland reports examined the evolution of competition within Ireland's non-financial services sector over a 15-year period between 2008 and 2022, and also looks at the barriers that most affect entry and expansion in 2025. To discuss the findings, I'm joined now by CCPC Chair Brian McHugh. Brian, competition and competitiveness, they're key drivers of economic growth. So what does this research tell us about our services sector?
So this is one of the biggest pieces of research we've ever carried out, and it's a big picture overview of the services sector over 15 years. So there's a mixed picture. Some of it is positive, some of it compares very well internationally, but there are some concerns about weakening competition in certain sectors. And one of the measures of that is concentration. So what we are seeing in certain sectors is less companies, more powerful companies, less new entry. And what that means is that companies are under less pressure to compete, they can get a little bit lazy, and that means there's less innovation, and over the long term consumers will suffer where that intense competition goes missing.
Which sectors are doing well and which ones are suffering?
So the areas where we see the more warning signs are information and communications and professional services, for example. So many people think, IT services, lots of competition, lots of new players entering, you know, it's all very positive. Often it isn't. Often a lot of those companies have a lot of market power. So that is one area that is of concern and we will be focusing on. Other areas like arts and entertainment have a number of positive signals. So it is a mixed bag in terms of the overall results.
And when you're saying market power, it's a small number of companies, so they need to broaden it so other companies can benefit as well. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, when you have a smaller and smaller number of companies over time, where there's less competition, where you don't see new entry. I mean, often new entry keeps those companies on their toes. They need to innovate. They need to keep their practices sharp in terms of reducing prices. So when you don't have that and the market is stagnant, you can get just less innovation, and ultimately you can see prices rise over time and consumers suffer. So we want to see those new entrants come in. We want to see dynamic markets where there's churn. You know, number one isn't always number one, and that's how consumers benefit over the long run.
And I believe in the positive trends you'd seen that younger businesses are having a more dynamic impact. What's going on there?
Yeah, so this is really welcome. It is something, as I said, that we want to see, and it compares really well internationally. So what we see, particularly in terms of turnover, is that young businesses are taking a bigger share of turnover across the sectors that we looked at, and that is very positive. So that is welcome. It's something that's been, you know, generally encouraged. The supports are in place. What we want to see is those businesses now expanding and entering more and more markets.
And you also look at analysis on barriers that affect entry and expansion over the past year. What are the main areas there?
Yeah, so we ask businesses, you know, why aren't you entering markets? You know, why aren't you expanding? And two of the reasons that they gave were legal costs and access to finance. So we in the CCPC, we have been arguing for legal reform for 20 years. It's really important that those barriers are addressed because they address all the markets. And there's 400,000 businesses that we looked at here. So addressing those barriers can improve every sector. So we want to, what businesses tell us is they want to see quicker access in terms of legal, they want to see more efficient legal costs, and in terms of finance they want to see a broader range of options for them when they go to access finance, when they want to grow in their current market or when they want to enter a new market.
Okay, that's all we've time for this morning. Brian McHugh, Chair of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, thanks for joining us on the programme this morning, and we'll have more business in the next hour.